Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 128, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 128. The world I see holds nothing that I want. The world you see holds nothing that you need to offer you, nothing that you can use in any way, nor anything at all that serves to give you joy. Believe this thought and you are saved from years of misery, from countless disappointments, and from hopes that turn to bitter ashes of despair. Everyone must accept this thought as true if he would leave the world behind and soar beyond its petty scope and little ways. Each thing you value here is but a chain that binds you to the world, and it will serve no other end but this. For everything must serve the purpose you have given it, until you see a different purpose there. The only purpose worthy of your mind this world contains is that you pass it by, without delaying to perceive some hope where there is none. Be you deceived no more. The world you see holds nothing that you want. Escape today the chains you place upon your mind when you perceive salvation here. For what you value, you make part of you as you perceive yourself. All things you seek to make your value greater in your sight limit you further, hide your worth from you, and add another bar across the door that leads to true awareness of yourself. Today we practice letting go of all thought of values we have given to the world. We leave the world free of purposes we gave, its aspects and its phases and its dreams. We hold the world purposeless within our minds and loosen it from all we wish it were. Thus do we lift the chains that bar the door to freedom from the world and go beyond all little values and diminished goals. The world I see holds nothing that I want. Jesus said, "For what you value, you make part of you as you perceive yourself. All things you seek to make your value greater in your sight limit you further, hiding your worth from you and adding another bar across the door that leads to true awareness of yourself. As I contemplate that, I realize that what I value above all else are my thoughts. I value my thoughts. I believe in my thoughts. But my thoughts are not the truth. My thoughts are what I seek to make my value greater. This lesson is asking me to let go of my value in my thoughts, to see my thoughts as valueless. Not to see all thought as valueless, just the ego-generated thought. The thoughts I hold with God are precious. They are the thoughts I want to hold in my mind. My thoughts are valueless. They block the way to my awareness of myself, of what I am. There was a joke that came up in conversation. How do you know when a politician is lying? Their lips are moving. What I came to realize in that was, how do I know when I am lying? It's when I am thinking from my little self. This lesson today, the world I see holds nothing that I want, is the greatest self-love I could ever show myself. To let go of my belief and value in my thoughts. This is how I love myself. And in loving myself in that way is how I love everything around me. I value my thoughts so much, and I believe them, that I've built a whole imaginary structure of seeing the world. I had a thought once that I liked red cars, and I believed that thought, and I valued that thought, and I worked for, and I kept that thought in mind, and I bought the red car. I was the red car. That red car was part of me. That's what I believed. But the truth is, that red car is just a thought. It's not me. Yet I let it define me because I value that thought that much. I value the thought that I own a red car, that it has become a part of what I think I am, part of my identity, and it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's just a thought. And that red car thought builds up itself. It's been controlling me for years, and it's just a thought that I've valued, that really brings me no pleasure. What other thoughts have I had in the past that I valued, that I believed so much, that I've built an identity around them? Thoughts about how intelligent I am, or how pretty I am, or how respected I am, or how loving I am. All the labels I've given myself, all the roles I've given myself, etc., etc. These aren't my thoughts. These are just thoughts that come into the mind. They aren't me. They are a make-believe identity. Holy Spirit, help me today to identify, to become aware of these thoughts that I value, and to see that they hold nothing that I truly want. That in letting go of these thoughts, I do unchain myself from a future that looks like the past. Help me, Holy Spirit, today to become aware of each thought that comes into the mind that is not the truth and that I don't value it. It holds nothing that I want. And in this, I free myself. The world I see holds nothing that I want. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we rest. We pause and we are still. And we see how far we rise above the world as we release ourselves from the chains of thought. Thank you for joining with me in this respite from thought. Namaste.